The theory of university is that the sun must be just like this earth with a molten core. They theorize that molten core is responsible for gravity here. They know that the planets of our solar system revolve around the sun, so they believe that an extreme molten core must be responsible for a solar gravitational pull. It is a child's mind at work. Consequently, they believe the entire sun is on fire, with no opportunity for the laws of thermal dynamics to work, because of solar called gravity. They believe a 10 million degree fire that we know lasts for more than thousands of years is burning from the inside out. Or more distinctly, they then say all the fuel is being burned at once, never once asking themselves how could that be possible. It's not possible here for the fire to last forever if there is no more fuel to burn. The promise most disturbing is, we, the university diploma, the leaders of this world, etc., knowing everything, can gamble with this entire world and every living thing. The results of these experiments are lasting forever. They say we can bring the same fire here as is on the sun, because it will just extinguish itself. They say not enough gravity to sustain the fire here. It will magically escape the earth, just like our chemical fire, which burns molecular bonds, does. It'll put itself out if the wind is too strong. Not true. Our forest fires burn at less than 3,000 degrees and are dependent upon oxygen. How is it that the same as a 10 million degree fire that burns atomic bonds for fuel the same? A reality very similar in energy release as defined by the differences in TNT and the atomic bomb. They cannot and they do not know the fire will extinguish itself because the sun is not governed by the same physical laws which govern this earth. An ignition event that cannot be reversed is one time only, resulting in life or death for our planet. An entire world, our world, at risk of becoming a sun. Based upon their conclusion, it will just extinguish itself. How is that not wrong? Is a dead world for all of us, for all life? It is. The university also theorizes by spectral analysis a chemical signature created when molecular bonds are burning that the entire sun is made of hydrogen, the lightest, least dense, or least heavy of all known elements. By the magic of their minds, this hydrogen has somehow become the most dense object in our solar system. They theorize the mythical chain of solar gravity, an intense pull on mass, originates because the entire mass of the sun is on fire. They theorize all the fire is pushing inward to create great pressures on the core and pull in the planets as well. Apparently it's never land there because there's no attachment here to reality. Their theory is the complete opposite of all physical laws which govern thermodynamics, but they don't care. They have no answer for that. They theorize that our gravity on this planet is a result of a molten core. We do have a molten core, proven by volcanic activity. But that is all they know. In contrast, their own scientists produce evidence of other planets in our solar system, including our own moon, which do have gravity, but no molten core. Thereby, we do know a molten core is irrelevant to gravity itself. Consequently, that does allow us to discard the need for our sun to have one as well. An atomic fire does not operate under the same laws as chemical fires do. How is that not clear? Therefore, any assumption of they know is irrelevant. Wrong in these extreme experiments, as identified herein, is a dead world, genetically mutilating nature itself, which is DNA, through DNA, is changing nature forever. That constructs the future will be destroyed for all life and every child, including our own survival, will be lost because of what these few and these leaders did do. There are no second chances. Once ignition occurs or biology collapses, we live because it either extinguishes itself, fixes itself, or we die by fire as our planet becomes a sun, or as life is simply lost and horrifying. How could that fail to be utterly clear? Are you too stupid or just a cult? But you can't think for yourself because it ain't allowed. Or is it just the common disease of a university diploma at its extreme edge? We know one little thing, therefore we can play God with a world filled with a trillion interactive realities that are all governed by laws they cannot even conceive of. But not to worry, monkey brains know everything. Ain't that right? They call it evolution. What could be wrong?